Welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. And today we're taking a look at The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It, which the original Conjuring was a James Wan movie.
Part one and two is James Wan.
James Wan! And I don't think Lee Whannell will work that. This is definitely James Wan! One of James's favorite directors.
One of my favorite too, because I normally don't watch horror movies like that.
Didn't you do a Fast and Furious podcast? Hitman Justin Lin. But this is the third movie?
Third of the main movie, the fifth in the franchise.
All right. We're going to go to the man that is the historian for anything ghosts, spirits, projections. You got a problem. He's a Ghostbuster. James, how do you feel about The Conjuring? Devil Made Me Do It.
Was it good? Yes, but it reminded me of so many other horror movies. And the thing is, what I liked about The Conjuring, it was a little different. And they did the scares and all the other stuff the right way. But they built it up. It was a jump scare. Sometimes you didn't know it was coming. And I mentioned that before when it comes to horror movies, that when you have horror movies, especially from a person that watches it like I do, you could predict the scares. You could predict the jumps. And the one way to get around that is to eliminate sound. Eliminate certain camera angles because it gives it away. This movie, to me, so far out of the Conjuring series, this is probably the lower tier one.
One thing I forgot to mention is that this is directed by Michael Chavez, who also did that Curse of La Llorona movie.
Yeah, that explains a lot.
Who?
Curse of La Llorona, part of the Conjuring series too. That explains a lot, but let me finish. So this movie wasn't bad. It did not live up to what I expect from The Conjuring at all. This movie reminded me of The Exorcist, and it also reminded me of one of my favorite horror movies, The Exorcism of Emily Rose. Court case with the judge and all this stuff about him killing someone and being on trial. Something similar happened with Emily Rose. The acting was pretty good. The acting is always on point. You know, they have a great chemistry, Patrick Wilson and Vera Farmiga, I think that's her last name.
Formaldehyde.
God damn you. But anyway, so it didn't seem like a Conjuring movie to me. It just seemed like a whole different movie. It didn't fit the tone. And I always talked about that with the Conjuring movies. The tone and the atmosphere, it didn't fit the tone to me. It had its moments, but it's like, okay. Or maybe I'm getting used to it. I don't know. But it just did not feel like the Conjuring to me. Felt like it should be in the universe, yes, but it doesn't feel like The Conjuring. Out of that whole Conjuring universe, The Conjuring is top tier. And then Annabelle, and then you could just dibble dabble anything else after that. I know so far The Nun is the worst, and then Curse of La Llorona. But
Nun wasn't good.
The Nun was utter trash. Curse of La Llorona was trash too. Conjuring, Annabelle. There you go. I know I'm going to probably be alone on this. It just didn't feel like The Conjuring to me. It wasn't a bad movie, but it just did not give me the feel of The Conjuring. That's all I got so far.
All right. Keith?
I am not a horror movie fan. I'm not a huge fan of it, but I really like The Conjuring films. I don't know what it is about them, but aside from being generally creepy, but it was just like, they worked. The second one was like a step up from the first one. And because I remember James is like, you got to watch it. I don't like horror movies, but all right, I'll give it a shot. I just remember I was like, oh, this shit's freaking me the fuck out for like that whole 5 to 10 minute sequence. And it was just like, it just kept ratcheting up and stuff. It didn't follow the traditional horror movie tropes where something would happen, then you would draw down. It's like The Conjuring 2, it just kept ramping up.
Right.
And it didn't end until you got to the climactic end. Everything was happy again. Patrick Wilson and his wife went off to that house for collecting another creepy artifact in their fucked up basement. And that was the end of the movie. And that's when you could breathe easy again and not expect something to reach out from the damn screen to come and get you or something like that. But this one, it was like, I saw the jump scares coming. What was that? Lights Out? It wasn't that bad.
Oh, God. Why'd you mention that?
It wasn't as bad as that, where I was literally like, hiccups, hiccups, hiccups. And just something pops up and I'm like, okay, good. I didn't get any jump scares in this movie. I got a jump scare in A Quiet Place 2 than I got than this one. This is a step down. In the future, they're going to do another one of these Conjuring movies. Wait for James Wan to be available to come and do the movie. But don't give it to the B team. Give it to the man who started the whole thing off. This one didn't live up to everything that was popping off. And it was way too damn predictable. even if you don't know the story behind it, it was just way too predictable. They took way too many liberties with the original story. That's my take on it.
All right, Matt.
I liked it. It doesn't seem as well polished as the first two. I guess it has to do with the director and maybe his vision. It still did an effective job of carrying on the legacy, but it kind of seemed more of an add-on than a true sequel. But I still enjoyed the movie, and then the fact that it pays tribute to the movies before it. While I was watching the movie, I was like, all right, don't kill any of the main characters. Don't kill any of the main characters. Lo and behold, they did not that direction. So I thought it was a good movie, and like what Keith said earlier, you can predict when the jump scares are going to happen. You can. It was just right there. It was very evident. And I'm not even really a horror guy as much as everybody else.
That's bad when you could do that.
Yeah.
You guys aren't like me.
Nope.
It's bad when you could do that. So how do you think I felt? And the thing is, and maybe you guys can agree with me, but the other two, you knew something was coming, but you didn't know. Because sometimes they did it so well, you were relaxed, and then they hit you with it. They did it perfectly. They, like I said, they set the tone and the atmosphere. And sometimes they set the tone and the atmosphere and nothing would happen. But you'll still be on edge because the atmosphere is so eerie that you feel it. This one, I was just watching like it was like, it was more of a supernatural court drama to me. Supernatural CSI. I'm sorry.
I can see where you were going with that because there's a court case going on at the same time.
All right. So, James, what score would you give The Conjuring 2, The Mark Ones?
I just realized what you said. Yeah, so quite sure I gave the first two Conjurings like 9s.
Because it was like The Conjuring, and what was the other series of movies?
Insidious films.
Yeah, Insidious.
So Insidious, yeah.
It seemed like those two brought back a lot of horror into the mainstream. I mean, before it was just like, yeah, a horror movie comes out. And then these two movies just took off.
And right. Then right.
It seemed like they have now started to flutter out, but go ahead.
Yeah. So I know I gave the first two Conjurings probably above an 8 easily, probably a 9. This one, I am going to give it between a 6.5 and a 7. Like I said, it wasn't a bad movie. It just did not feel like The Conjuring to me. I didn't have that sense of this being a Conjuring movie. Like I said, it felt like so many other movies that I've seen that had to do with the same thing. And I'm not saying that the Conjuring movies don't deal with the same thing that we see that has been out in other horror movies. It has. But the way it was done, the way it was executed, made it stand out. And I know that I'm not the only one that feels that way. It's all about atmosphere and tone. If you set the tone and the atmosphere is right, once you got that done, you're set. But to me, there was no tone here. There was no atmosphere here. I mean, there were some things I was like, ooh, ew. Especially when the bodies were contorting and all that other stuff. That was nasty. Certain things were just so predictable, which I despise in a horror movie because I watch them so much. I want to be surprised. I want to be caught off guard. I shouldn't know what's going to happen before it happens. I shouldn't know that. That's why a lot of people watch horror movies. It's like an adrenaline rush. It's like you're looking for that thing that's like, ooh, I didn't expect that. But with this, you can expect everything that's going on. You already know what's going on, and the feel of it is not a Conjuring movie. Like I said, this is a supernatural CSI. Oh, well, I need to look at the police file. Well, I'll help you out. We'll find this girl that's been missing if you give me the police files. Okay? Yeah, he's going to be tried for murder. And they're going to try to get death penalty. What if we provide evidence for you to prove otherwise that he was under demonic possession? Well, I don't believe you. Well, if you come to my house, dun, dun, dun. I mean, it just seemed like I should hear the CSI music in the background. Dun, dun. That's what I should hear. So a 6.5. You know what? Yeah, 6.5. 6.5. That's my score.
All right, Matt.
I give it a 7. Not as polished as the first two, but I did thoroughly enjoy the movie. I hope they continue with this series or this cinematic universe so I can continue it for years to come.
Keith?
I'm going to give it a 6. I probably will not watch it again. I'll watch The Conjuring and The Conjuring 2 maybe, but I would probably not watch. I'd skip this one. This is not even worth watching again. And not as good as the first two at all.
So that is The Conjuring. The Devil Made Me Do It. So the devil made James give it a 6.
But yeah, basically.
I would just say that James Wan has a magic touch. And sometimes the things that he leaves behind for other people to finish does not work out well. So, James Wan, signing off.